Portland. The Portland Fix-It Fair features exhibits and workshops from numerous community partners talking about issues such as water and energy savings, home and personal health, food and nutrition, community resources, recycling, and more. Childcare and lunch will be provided. Again, that's the Portland Fix-It Fair, Saturday, November 19th from 9 a.m. to noon at Ron Russell Middle School, 3955 Southeast 112th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Good evening. This is Ann McDonald and Fernando Gapacin. We're second Monday Labor Radio on KBOO Portland 90.7. Labor Radio is of, by, and for the working class.
Yes, good evening. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I'm Ann McDonald, and in these trying, stressful times, we have decided to bring on a couple of guests tonight who can help guide us to resources, and especially for union members. We have Erin Byram.
Yes.
Oh, good. Program and Outreach Specialist for the Labor's Community Service Agency. And Sue Milne of the Northwest Oregon Labor Council.
Nice to be here.
Thank you for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
So you first want to have an event coming up that you're very excited about. The Presence from Partners. So what's going on there?
I'm going to let Sue take a little bit of that, the brief overview of it all.
Brief overview is we do a toy drive for families that are having a hard time, not going to be able to do a really good Christmas this year. So what we do is we take a lot of donations for toys and other things for, we have a parents' room, and just try to give people a good, give kids a good Christmas that aren't going to be able to have a good Christmas otherwise.
Parents' room, that's for the kids if they want to pick something out for mom and dad.
Exactly. And I'm new to this, so this is my first year.
Yeah, I feel bad about throwing you under the bus.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, probably should have helped you out a little bit there.
This is my first year, so I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting.
It's in partnership. We're Labor's Community Service Agency. We are the labor branch of the United Way, and we're the labor movement's own 501c3 charitable nonprofit organization. So we have a lot of programs that both of you intimately know, some of them. And the one we're talking about tonight is the Presence from Partners annual giving party that we're excited about, helping working families in a time of need. We also open our doors to three other nonprofits in town that are outside of labor, just to make sure to share the wealth.
Excellent. Oh, yeah, those partners are...
We work closely with Right to Dream, Ibrahim Mubarak, and we invite some families from there. Bethel Lutheran Drop-In Center in North Portland has a lot of families who live below the poverty level. We make sure that they come and partake in the generosity of labor. And Snowcap Charities, which does a lot of really good work out there in East County for families out there. It's located in Rockwood. We work with that organization to invite families to make sure they can come too.
Right on. So if you're a worker out there who maybe is a union member who's been laid off or struggling financially or come across some hard times, y'all are the folks they need to be reaching out to get connected and get some help.
Yeah, for the Presence for Partners, it's a referral program. So you would go to your union and talk to them about getting a referral to the Presence for Partners, and they send me the forms, and I'll give you a call and chat with you about the party and see what we can do to get you to come. It's I call it a tour de force of unionism, because honestly, there's 36 unions that participate in some way. They donate, they volunteer, they refer families, or they conduct their own toy drive and donate it to us. So it's a huge event. Last year alone, we did 300 children, 3 to 350. That means 200 parents came with them, 150 volunteers. And we all pull it off. It's in mid-December in Northeast Portland, and it's an incredible day. The Portland school professionals take on the check-in table. The Leuna 737, Jody, she is part of the greeting party outside. The Labor Council is very involved. We have catered for the whole family. Santa's a retired electrician. Mrs. Claus is a teacher. The AFT retirees make 350 handmade stockings, one for every child. And then they get to go up and to the toy room and pick some gifts. And then IBEW, which a lot of those gifts are donated by the Longshore Credit Union, Local 8 Credit Union. They are a big partner of ours and fundraise all year long. Last year donated 80 bicycles in that room for the children. Yeah. And then the kids get to go downstairs to the IBEW Federal Credit Union Parents Room. And this is a really touching part of the program. They get to shop for a gift for their caregivers. Something for mom, something for dad. Maybe if they're being raised by their grandparents, they get to pick a little trinket and we wrap it up for them. And honestly, those kids are more excited about those gifts than they are the ones they just chose for themselves. The kids really get excited about being able to give alongside of receive.
That's so nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
For years, the members that I represented and organized have participated in Labor's community service. Helping Hands was a real major program where people would get help with their utilities, their rent. Sometimes they got laid off and they found themselves in need, and Labor Community Service always was available to give them a short-term helping hand. And in the community, the Christmas program was always such a joyous thing, and it allowed. We didn't have then, though, the gifts for the parents.
This program has grown under the leadership of Vicki Burns. She's been a part of Labor's Community Services for 24 years, and she has brought this to Labor, made it a really labor-focused, and then inviting some outside families to share. But it has grown a lot in the past, I think, 6 years she's been the executive director. It's become quite an event.
Well, Vicki has been quite a hero for many of my members, and but I was wondering, there's so much that Labor Community Service does, usually in conjunction with the Labor Council, but there's programs to get union members directly involved in the program in terms of understanding what resources are available, and also encouraging their members to participate. Like, what are some of the programs where members can actually get engaged, and how do they do that?
Yes, definitely. I think one of the things you were talking a little bit about was the Resource Navigator training, and this is a service of Labor's Community Services that we go out and we don't care who we train. We'll help with your membership. We'll help with your executive board. One of my favorite is training shop stewards, because they're on the work floor in constant contact when members are in need. You can go to your shop steward. They know resources on how to get help. So the Resource Navigator training helps unions connect people to community services when they're in a time of need. And Anne here is a graduate.
It was a great training. My my local got me plugged into that. Labor's Local 483 said, "Hey, you know, would you want to check this out?" I'm like, "Yeah, absolutely." And it was a lot of fun. It was a little bit interactive, and we talked all about different. Just wow, it was like tens of thousands of different resources.
50,000
different groups or you can call if you it's the number is 211, you dial 211, and if you need toys for your kids, or if your family's in from out of town and you can't afford to entertain them all, what do? Just a wide breadth of mental health. Are there?
Oh yes.
This time of year, that might be.
Yeah, especially now they're probably flooded.
Yeah.
So 211 has it was born from the United Way, which, like I said, is a partner. We're a partnership agency of United Way. It was born from there. It's now its own entity. There's over 50,000 community resources registered with that one phone number. They have an app, 211 Info, if you want to download that. Rent and utility assistance, although those get hit pretty hard. And can run out of funding, as we know. Where to get your taxes done for free? Where to get donated dog food? Where to, if you have camping gear and you don't know what to do with it? Where to donate camping gear? Just, I could go on. The list is 50,000 long, so I probably shouldn't go on. But it's part of our resource navigator training. And Fernando, you know about our helping hands. There's not a helping hands intake call that I take where I don't talk a lot about 211, because we can help with some bills, Labor's Community Service Agency, but that doesn't get anyone out of a situation. They're going to need more help if you have a medical crisis or a layoff. So I also make sure they know about 211.
Well, I remember
call in and try to stump you guys, basically.
Yeah,
right?
I enjoy it. I it's like a puzzle. I want to fit all those pieces together.
I remember when different sites that I represented were threatened with privatization and or layoffs, where people would lose their jobs. I remember Vicki. I mean, it was almost like she had this intuitive thing. She'd call me and say, "Is there going to be an opportunity where we can talk to the members so that they can get a heads up and know what's available for them if the crisis hits?"
Right.
And it's almost like you all are there, like you have the ear to the ground. So when people are in need, you're there. And but it's all kinds of different crises that you're available for aid and assistance.
Well, it's funny, we're not magic. So the intuitive thing, there's a reason for that. We are part of the Rapid Response Team, which is federal. What do I got here? State and federal funds, and it's part of WIOA, the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. So we get money from the state through WIOA, which is a federal program, to go out and help laid off workers. So if there's a layoff, we're one of the first to hear about it. And we say, oh, that's OSCA, let's call Fernando. Oh, that's 483, let's call Farrell. Let's see what's going on. And we're the labor liaison for those layoffs. So if it's a labor organization going through that, we jump in and we're part of a team to talk to people about how to get on your uninsurance, what COBRA means. Okay, that's unaffordable for everyone. So how do you get onto the Affordable Care Act? What's going on? And we help people through that.
Putting the unity back in unions.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
And we also help with non-union agencies too. We want to let them see what labor does and what we're all about. So we do help out with all layoffs too. We're part of that team.
I just wanted to take a brief break just to announce that this is KBOO Portland 90.7. You're listening to Labor Radio. This is Second Monday Labor Radio, hosted by Ann McDonald and Fernando Gapacin. Ann is with Labor's 483. And I'm with the United Auto Workers 1981. And I am a proud member of the Oregon School Employees Association, Chapter 124.
Yes, and we're here this evening talking with Sue Milne of Northwest Oregon Labor Council and Erin Byram. She's with Labor's Community Service Agency, talking about where folks can go if they need a little help, want to get more engaged with their community. Don't spend too much time on Facebook. If you're frustrated by everything going on in the world, the best thing to do is don't isolate, get engaged, show up at your next union meeting and ask about this presents from partners.
Ooh, that brings up an idea. If you're at your next union meeting, there very well could be a Dropbox there.
Absolutely.
Oh, hey.
Sue has a little information about the toy drive.
We do, and we are actually co-partners with KBOO. And you guys have one in your office, a Dropbox for toys.
Bring it on down.
Yes. And so we've got Dropboxes all over town. So you can either... We've got on our website, Northwest Oregon Labor Council website, you can look under the foyer information section, and there's actually a copy of the flyer. It's a PDF, it has all the addresses of the locations for the drop boxes. We'll take toys, we'll take stuff that you would give your dad, stuff that you would give your mom, that kind of stuff, because that's what the kids do. They give for their parents or their grandparents. So just a few of the places here, we've got your office here, KBOO. We've got the IBEW Local 48 on Airport Way. They also have a box. We have Sunrise Dental. We have three locations, Beaverton, Gresham, and Hillsboro. So they have boxes in their lobbies. Drop off a toy unwrapped. We would very much appreciate it, and the kids would just be very happy.
Cool. One story you were telling me recently that I thought was pretty exciting was some folks that got to stay in their homes due to some volunteer work. Could you talk about that?
You're right, and you had brought that up, and I got sidetracked in my head, but that's something that union members can get involved in. We have developed Labor's Community Services. Vicki and I developed Team Labor. Now, all unions have their own charitable events. They really do. The carpenters are out there doing incredible work. 483 is always doing stuff. OSCA has their own programs. But we thought we want to have an umbrella where all unions get together to do some solidarity work, to do some charitable work. So that's what Team Labor is. And about four times a year, because it's me and Vicki, and I'm part-time, so we're not the biggest of agencies, but we're the little engine that could, if you ask me. The last time we did Team Labor was October 22nd. We had six unions out there in Heritage Village, and we helped, along with our partner, Rebuilding Together Washington County. I'm sure you've heard of Heritage Village. It's a mobile home park in Beaverton where mainly elderly residents are trying to be forced out and being issued citation after citation for like a fence that's been there for a decade, chipped painting that no one ever cared about. So we decided to show that the community is active. Union members care about this kind of thing, and we went out there with six unions and helped fix up with a couple other community organizations those six homes. And that stopped the threat of eviction. And we didn't even finish two of the homes, and I'm proud to say that two of the homes weren't finished. We were going to have to wait till spring, but you know what? We're labor. And I got on the phone with the IUPAT, Local 10, and DC 5, District Council 5, and called Scott Oldham and said, can you finish up these houses? And he goes, we'll do it Friday. And so him and Tim Carrier, who's a retiree from there, ran out and finished up those houses so they didn't have to wait and have that threat of eviction looming over them. So that's part of what Team Labor is about. The Team Labor this quarter is volunteers for the Presence from Partners, which honestly, we're about 85% full of the 150 volunteers. So it's a popular program. You can find out about Team Labor. You can find out about the Presence for Partners, the Resource Navigator training, if you go to lcsaportland.org. The what we do or the who we are, you know, some link on there. It'll talk about all our programs.
LCSA.
Yeah, Labor's Community Service Agency, the acronym, portland.org. Or my phone number, write it down. Give me a call, 503-231-4962.
Say it again.
503-231-4962.
Okay. Well, let's see. You had a couple of sponsors you want to mention, folks that pretty reliably have been helping out. The service agency, LCSA.
Yeah, you get used
to
it.
Too many acronyms.
That's unions.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, you go ahead and give a shout out to some of the folks that have been helping you out.
Yeah. So before we get into our community sponsors, I want to do a huge shout out to the labor movement. There are, like I said, 36 unions who participate in this day. So we have community sponsors, but honestly, the blood and the tears that the unions put to get to pull off this event is incredible. Our planning committee itself has, I think, maybe 10 unions represented on just the planning committee.
All right.
So it's pretty impressive. The United Way of the Columbia Willamette sponsors our shirts, along with Morel Inc., who just joined in as a brand new sponsor. I know they do a lot of work for the unions. Sunrise Dental, they donate dental hygiene products and also advertise the thing. But most importantly, the dental hygiene products go to every child. And these are families who might not have the money to get those kind of things. So that's great.
Drop off a toy, pick up a toothbrush.
Yes. Definitely. Union Cab. Now, this is, I think I might have mentioned this. This is such a heart-pulling part of the party. We have a lot of families who might not have transportation to the party. Union Cab has jumped in as a diamond sponsor with their in-kind donation of rides to and from for every family that would not be able to get to the party. A lot of the families for Right to Dream and Snow Cap Charities utilize that service. So that's, we're always really proud of their partnership.
That's not Uber. That's not Lyft.
No, that is Union Cab. I wish I had the phone number written down. That would have been good.
Not so we're trying to make a couple extra bucks.
Yeah. Spin Catering, fantastic food. And he gives us this price. He's been a partner of ours and a diamond sponsor because he makes this affordable. We couldn't feed these families without his generosity. Hollywood Impress, everybody knows them. They're our union print press. They donate all the paper and all the stuff we need for that. I got to give a huge shout out to the IBW United Federal Credit Union and the Longshore Local 8 Federal Credit Union. They donate immense amounts to make this day possible. They're huge partners of ours, beyond diamond level, obviously. Bowl Charity Sessions, it's a golf tournament in September, and they do a big toy drive, a couple carloads for us. And I'm going to go, because I promised these sponsors, if you are going to help us out, if I get media coverage, because you know what it's like trying to get media coverage when you're out there in the labor movement, I'm going to mention your name. So bear with me. I've got about 8 names I'm going to go through real quick who donate cash.
Fair enough.
Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield and Kaiser Permanente have been with us for years. They're awesome. Liberty Coin and Currency, they are actually really large donors that pay for the food for the family. Lindquist CPA, they do the audits for all the unions. Thank you. They are diamond sponsors. Here's a mouthful. Barnes Allison Labor Management Cooperation Committee. Thank you for your donation. Paula Henderson with PEMCO Insurance and her husband Fire Systems West joined together to make sure that they can do a platinum donation. So that's kind of my long list. But honestly, I feel really proud saying those names, and they make this day what it is.
And again, if people wanted to ask you about the sponsors or the people providing services like Union Cab, they can just contact you at your number, right?
Yeah, please do. 503-231-4962.
Okay. Or lcsaportland.org.
I wanted to, on a perhaps not so happy a note, the as you all know, In this past year, we were able to avoid a fairly disastrous event, at least in terms of the union movement, when the Supreme Court ruled on the Friedrichs case that the law could remain as it is, and unions could continue to collect dues.
Oregon is a fair share state. That means that if you're in a union, whether you're a member or not, if you're represented by that contract, you still got to pay for that service. You got to pay your dues. And these these communities, agencies, and these resources we've been talking about, that's what part of that goes to. Like, this is us standing together and help each other out. Not to cut you off, Fernando. Yeah, like
Well,
right to work is a real problem that union members need to be seriously concerned about.
And you know, some of the concern people demonstrating in Portland has been the direct impact of President Trump's or elect impact on things like the appointment of the Supreme Court, and how that could actually impact all of the progressive movements, especially that deciding vote on cases like the Friedrichs case. And so if we lose that kind of clout, these community programs, like community service programs, like the work that Helping Hands provides for all working people, the thing is that they might be lost, and it would be a tragedy for hundreds of working families.
And when I woke up, what was that, November 8th? Hmm. Or no, November 9th, I suppose. There was a fear, you know, and my family, is everything going to be okay? And then I was like, oh, but the unions, are the unions going to be okay? And will labor's community survive? On the flip side of that, we very well could survive, but will we have enough to help the wave that could happen for folks who are more in need because of programs and legislation that could be passed? You know, we got to keep up. We got to, how much is going to come our way? You know, what are we looking at in the future?
Right. Oh, and you'd mentioned before we're on air this evening that if folks have ideas for projects that could help out, like a Heritage Village, you know, it's an example, mm-hmm. things like that, they should be giving y'all a call to help get a ball rolling on the next big project, right?
Yeah. In fact, I'm kind of open for something to do the first quarter of next year. I'm looking around. We work together a lot with Rebuilding Together Washington County, who does incredible work for low-income folks out there who would never be able to afford to get a contractor, never be able to. We helped a family, not this fall, but the fall before. It was a disabled elderly couple in Beaverton, I believe, and they had gone a year with no hot water, if you can imagine, just heating things up on their stove. And probably would have died with no hot water because they needed a hot water heater. So Team Labor jumped out there, and we called hats off to skilled labor, and we worked with our partners Rebuilding Together. And boy, UA290, plumbers and pipe fitters and the electricians went out there and acted like, yeah, we can do that. Done. All right, what's next? Yeah. You know, it was an incredible tearing up moment, the impact that we can have as unionists, especially with the skills. And
yes,
believe me,
skills, they're donating, like, they're generously
unparalleled, like you can't match those skills.
Right. Right. But you don't have to be a skilled yes. worker to volunteer for stuff like this.
I have the gift of gab, and that's the only gift I have. Other I cannot do anything but paint badly. I'm not even as skilled as the painters that we asked to come out and help us. I can kind of hold a brush, and so you don't need to. We do yard work. We do, you know, when we get out there and do those home improvements, no person is turned away. We have something for you. But boy, when we get those electricians and when we get those sheet metal and a lot of these trades out there, it's just amazing what we can do.
You know, one thing we haven't given a shout out to is the Northwest Labor Council, in terms of being the only independent labor council left in Oregon and representative of the five largest, most populous counties in the state. Do folks want to say something about Northwest Labor Council?
Well, like I said, I'm the new kid on the block, so
we keep putting you on the spot.
I know,
you're the new
I'm
kid on the
like,
spot
you've
on the block.
Only got about a minute and a half anyway.
I'm gonna
you
learn
don't
got to
say much.
Don't worry. Okay, good. That's good. That's good. You know, I before I started this job, I knew nothing about unions. I mean, I was thrown in. I knew nothing. And I'll tell you what, I have never met better people in my life. You know, I'm proud to say that I'm a member of all this. Proud to say I'm a member of OPIU 11.
Woot woot.
Woot woot. Yeah. You know, but these are great people. I mean, I have never seen so many people donate their time, effort, energy into making people's lives better. I mean, it just, makes me feel so good to be a part of this. And the Labor Council is amazing. I have a great boss, Bob Tackett. He's an amazing man, and he knows his stuff.
He's a big part of all our programs.
He's a huge part. He helps get a lot of the sponsors, some of the big sponsors we got because of him. So tell you what, it's great working there, and I'm looking forward to a lot more years with these guys because they're great.
Well, I knew the Northwest Labor Council when I was an organizer for the Oregon School Employees Association, and they helped to stop privatization in rentals. They helped us to stop the contracting out of even more services. They helped us to get a decent contract in St. Helena, and that's through their direct efforts. So we're about to...
Oh, it's getting close.
Yeah. So I just want to point out, this is second Monday, Labor Radio on KBOO, Portland, Oregon, 90.7. And Labor Radio is of, by, and for the working class. And thank you, Erin. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you for having us
thank
here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in tonight.
It was great.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Stepping Outside Polite Conversation Evening with the Tar Sands Valve Turners, Wednesday, November 16th at 7 p.m. at the Sunnyside Community House in Portland. Hear five of the Tar Sands Valve Turners share stories of their nonviolent direct actions that took place October 11th and hear about why they took this form of climate activism. Again, that's Stepping Outside Polite Conversation, an evening with the Tar Sands Valve Turners, on Wednesday, November 16th at 7 p.m. at the Sunnyside Community House, 3520 Southeast Yamhill Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.org